This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
All right, so this week on our Be Our Guest podcast, we're joined by Cody Hefner, who is from the Cincinnati Museum Center. And after 2 years of renovating this area. Two and a half years?
Don't short us.
I thought it was just 2 years.
No, it's 2.5.
2.5 years.
Those 6 months matter.
You're finally opening everything back to the public.
We are. So we're excited. And, you know, the building looks amazing.
It does.
So as you're driving up to the building, as you're walking up to the building, it really is breathtaking to look at. And I didn't think I'd feel that way because I'm like, okay, I see it all the time.
You see it every day.
I've been through the process. And we weren't changing anything. We're just turning the clock back. So it's not like it looks drastically changed, but it looks like it did in 1933 when it first opened. But it's just, it's really, really stunning. It's breathtaking. The building just kind of glows. So just walking up is incredible.
And that's definite change. What about the fountain? So I kept hearing all these things on the news about did you guys restore the fountain or did you get a new fountain?
So we had to completely rebuild the fountain. The fountain sits over top portions of the museum. So almost the entire children's museum is underneath the fountain, plus portions of the Museum of Natural History and Science in the Cincinnati History Museum. So we took that entire area, the fountain, the plaza, all around it, all the way down to the deck, waterproof that, and then build it back so that there's no water penetration through those spaces in the future. So we had to demolish and then rebuild the fountain. We took all the historic limestone and granite around the fountain, moved that, and brought that back, all the historic finishes and spouts and sprayers and things like that.
The spigots, all the good stuff that brings the water.
That all came back. Those were restored. But we rebuilt it, and it'll look a little bit different in finish because originally in 1933, it had this terrazzo finish. Mm-hmm. So the same finish you find in the floors inside the rotunda, but it's this like mint green terrazzo finish on the fountain where they had chipped away and been damaged over the years. And so it was more or less just pool paint on it, just a waterproof kind of mint green paint. Well, when we rebuilt it, we brought that, the terrazzo back. So it looks a little bit different when you get up there, but it's pretty impressive.
And there's water in it now, right?
Not now.
Not yet, but there will be.
Yeah, there will be. So we had some water in back in September to do some testing and stuff, but we drained it because we don't want to run it over the winter months and keep water sitting in there because it'll freeze thaw. And then we just start to chip away and kind of damage what we just rebuilt. Come on, fridge.
I know. I don't know anything about this.
You're why we can't have anything nice.
I am. But it's going to be interesting because in the spring, you can put water back in and it'll be flowing just like back in the day, though, right?
Yep. But it's got LED lights. So at night, we can light it up and we can change the colors. So, you know, there's opportunities to do pink in October for breast cancer awareness or all these other causes. So, we're really excited about that. Or if there's an event, you know, when FC Cincinnati makes the playoffs again,
you're going to have
next year, orange and blue maybe. So
when you walk into the very main terminal and you see like what has changed inside of there, is it going to have a completely different look?
Because
I love when you first walk in and that area kind of takes your breath away. And I was hoping that there wasn't going to be a lot of change.
It's just crisper. It's just crisper. So, one change that you'll probably notice that's not really a change. It's kind of, it's just going backwards, is the mosaics sparkle. So there's a lot of metallic aspects in those, especially the clouds and the airplanes and zeppelins and stuff near the top of the mosaics. Those really shine because of new lighting that we've put in there. Plus they've just been cleaned and repaired.
Oh, so, yeah.
You see colors in the mosaics that you didn't notice before. But the rotunda itself is still very, very striking when you walk in and you look straight up. The floors really glisten. Those have been polished and kind of cleaned and taken care of. But yeah, really, the rotunda is going to look very similar to what you've
always
known,
been used to.
Known in the past. And that's the point.
What do you guys have coming up for Christmas?
So the big news is the Duke Energy Holiday Trains are back.
Yeah.
This is their 72nd year in Cincinnati. They've been off view the past two holidays. So we were kind of the Grinch, according to some people, for that. But they're 72 years old. They're historic pieces. So we try not to move them around or jockey them around or do too much of that.
Yeah.
But they're in a new gallery now. And it's really incredible because when you walk in and you view those, you're standing on a balcony over top. So you're getting a bird's eye view.
So you can look down.
Yeah, that you've never had before. And then you walk down a ramp and now you're street level.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, so that has come back, as people have all known and all loved. But there's a new topper on top. So this really fantastic, paper cutout city atop that has some iconic buildings from Cincinnati and some from Northern Kentucky, and then the bridge connecting them. So, people have always talked about the topper of the train table and how this changed over the years. And this is what we're doing this year. And we're really excited to show that off to people.
When do the holiday trains open? When can you go now?
Saturday, November 17th. So this weekend. And that's part of Holiday Junction, which includes the riding train for the little ones. It includes these snowmen. You can make your own snowmen.
You have snow inside?
Well, it's these big, 5-foot-tall snowmen, but they're magnetics. And so you can put buttons on their eyes and carrots and scarves and all these things so you can dress up your own snowmen. And then we have some projection mapping on the floor so you can watch your footprints in the snow.
Wow.
There's a light projection of the Northern Lights in one area. So we've made the Holiday Junction aspect of it very interactive and very fun and whimsical for families and for kids. But then there's a lot of historic train layouts elsewhere. So we have a train layout from 1903, which is one of the very first electric model train sets in the world. Then we've got a lot of Lionel. We've got some from the Great Depression era. So that's a lot of fun for those train enthusiasts and those people who...
The purists that want to come back and see it.
Yeah, with the train running around the bottom of the tree and things like that.
So it's Holiday Junction is its own part of being inside the Museum Center,
yes.
Correct? So if you want to just go see the trains and do the holiday part, you can just go to that.
Yep, you can just do that. That Holiday Junction, which features the Duke Energy Holiday Trains, that's included with admission.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't need to pay admission for is to see Santa. And so Santa comes back the day after Thanksgiving, November 23rd. He's arriving. He will be an airborne arrival.
Oh, wow. Look at Santa.
So it's going to be pretty cool. But Santa's free. So you can always walk in and just
go see Santa.
Go see Santa. We have the best Santa in town. I don't know what everyone else is talking about. I don't understand how someone else can say, oh, we have the best Santa when there's only one. And
there's only one Santa.
I know him. I've met him.
And he's at the Museum Center.
Yes, he is. So that's a lot of fun. As you have family in town for Thanksgiving, come in, show them the building. It's so stunning. It's so beautiful.
It's a great tradition to start. It really is. I mean, when we started going to the Duke Energy Trains when it was on 7th Street, mm-hmm. when I was a kid, and then we have continued to go since it has moved. Obviously, clearly not the past 2 years, but I'm excited because I'm going to bring my daughter. She's 18 months old and this will be her first ever experience getting to see those trains.
They're so fun. They're so dynamic and engaging because there's... four trains at once, kind of zooming around.
I always like to pay attention to the details, too. Like, when you look at the city, you're like, oh, my gosh, there's somebody, like, inside the store that, you know what I mean? Like, there's, like, the little painting on the window that looks like somebody's inside the store of the shop that's, like, featured in the town and in the exhibit, which is always cool.
And these train masters who've been working on it for these 70-plus years, they got a little cheeky with it sometimes, so you can see these little figurines and some kind of funny scenes. I think there's a dog peeing on a fire hydrant somewhere.
Do you give out a cookie? That was something I remember when I was a kid that we loved going there because you got a cookie.
We don't.
Oh, that's all right. You can bring your own.
Sure, bring your own. That's fine. Why not? Bring one for me.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about. So I've been looking on Facebook while I was talking about my kid. She's 18 months old. But I didn't know that you guys actually have a toddler area that's a part of the children's exhibit or like the children's museum inside.
Yeah, the Little Sprouts Farm in our Duke Energy Children's Museum. It's just for toddlers. It's got a nice soft floor, so it's a little forgiving of spills and wobbles as the toddlers
spitting,
are toddling around.
Stuff like that.
So everything is toddler size and toddler friendly. That's where our story tree is. That's where we have story tree time every Wednesday, and over the holidays especially, but also throughout the year, we have celebrities that come in. That will read to us. So a couple years ago, we had Buddy the Elf.
Oh, wonderful.
When Elf is at the Aronoff, come in and did some stories.
Stuff.
And so you read stories, you do some, Itsy Bitsy Spider and all the sing-along songs and stuff for kids. And it's a lot of fun. That happens at Little Sprouts Farm. But what's really great about it is it's gated and staffed so that
They're trapped.
Toddlers can't run in or out without parents, and we monitor the bigger kids, so it is a safe space for toddlers.
Yeah.
And obviously, the rest of the Children's Museum is perfect for toddlers as well.
Oh, yeah.
But this is where everything is kind of on their level.
They're allowed to touch everything and do everything.
Go crazy and feel in a very safe way without bigger kids kind of with a lot of energy running and bouncing around.
Yeah. So Holiday Junction goes from this weekend all the way through December, I take it then?
December and January. We've actually extended Holiday Junction this year. We know people have missed it. So now you have all the way until January 27th to come in to experience that. And one thing we haven't mentioned is that includes a 2,000 square foot gallery of Legos.
All
these custom built Lego buildings, including a Lego Union Terminal, Lego Music Hall, Lego Roebling Bridge. And that's another place that's really fun because all the little Lego minifigs are doing something fun. There's a soccer game going on and one of them's got his leg up in the air on the ground, cause
he's kicking the ball.
He got tripped or something. He flopped.
That's neat.
But all your Disney characters are there. So there's one that's just kind of like Disney Fantasyland. So Captain Hook is interacting with, Beast from Beauty and the Beast. And then there's the Frozen Castle and all this other stuff. So, kids are going to go in there and really go crazy because they're going to recognize a lot of stuff.
I love that.
Adults are going to go nuts because what's so fun about Legos is you look at it and you're like, oh, yeah, I could do that.
And you can't.
And then you continue to look at it and you're like, no, I couldn't do that.
No way. You have advanced ticketing like through the website? Do you recommend people get tickets in advance for?
Yeah, you can go to cincymuseum.org, buy your tickets there. You can buy them from your phone and just scan it from your phone so you don't have to print them out or anything
that.
And certainly, Thanksgiving week, after Thanksgiving, and the week before Christmas, those are our busiest times. So you can just walk right in, take your phone, go down to the entrances, they'll scan it, and go right in. You don't have to wait for tickets or anything. You can also buy them online and pick them up at Will Call. If you're a member, it's even easier because you just take your member pass and you walk right in.
How much is the membership?
So membership right now during the holidays, you can buy a family membership for $100.
And is that a family of four or?
However many kids you have. So it's $2 and however many kids are in the family. Each adult will get a membership card. So you show that and
just bring your kids in
with you. And memberships are great as a gift too.
Mm-hmm.
I know my mom was talking to me and saying, hey, would you guys want a membership to the museum for a gift? I said, well, not
I
me,
work there,
not
but...
me, but I love the sentiment, mom. I do. And I know a lot of friends and a lot of people who have young kids, whose parents get them memberships as a gift, and it's great for neighbors and friends and things like that.
Oh, so. For sure. My last question for you is this. So everything that was at CVG, mm-hmm. I know they had a lot of things that were being borrowed from the museum center because you guys were doing the renovations. Mm-hmm. So are all those things coming back to the museum center from CVG? Or are they, because I love seeing it. Like, I love when you're in, like, you know, in the A concourse and you have that gigantic tree that's a million years old.
Oh, there's a fun story behind that.
Yeah.
Too. They had to cut a hole in the wall at the airport to get that in there. Our team was very good, is very good logistically. We have a great exhibits team. And so, but there's so many doorways to get from point A to point B at the airport. And so they're going through and measuring here and here and here. And they just missed one or two. So the CVG cut a hole in one of the walls and brought it in through the wall and just patched the wall up.
Wow.
It's kind of cool. But a lot of those objects will start to make their way back to the museum center, but not immediately. So we're opening the Museum of Natural History and Science and the Cincinnati History Museum in phases. So we had to completely empty out the museums to do the restoration. So now we're rebuilding those. And every 3 months or so, a new exhibit will open. So it's an exciting time for people to continue to come down and see what's new. But that also means that our friends can kind of hang out in the community a little bit longer. So the Mastodon, for example, you'll continue to see at CVG for a few more months as we continue to get its new home ready.
Awesome. Well, give us the website one more time if people want more information about, well, the grand reopening after the restoration and maybe like getting tickets and all that stuff. What's the website again?
CincyMuseum.org. That's C-I-N-C-Y museum.org. That's your one-stop shop for all you need.
Awesome. Thank you, Cody.
Thanks for it.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Start your trip at CVGAirport.com.